Hey, thank you so much for listening. This is Rena Hicks, and this is the MoneyWise audio experience. This is MoneyWise All Access. I will be interviewing people on this series and looking at their lives. You know, we don't want to discuss theories. You know, people do, they did. It's actual people who've gone through stuff and come out of it. People who've succeeded and just getting an understanding of how did they do it? How did they get to where they are? How did they come out of the troubles that they were in? In this first video, we're going to be looking at those who are employed. If you're, you know, 25 years old, 26 in your first job, you earn 20 to 25,000. How can you get up from where you are now and grow with that 25,000 that you think is so little and do amazing things? You want to watch this particular video. And the guest on my show today is Lucas Otieno. He started from way at the bottom. He didn't have a job. He tarmacked for 1 year. He'll be telling you that story and how he managed to get up from being a clerk, earning 13,000 shillings, to where he is today, managing director, Faida Investment Bank. And not just that, at 32, he was MD of a Pan-African institution. So stay tuned and subscribe. This is Rena Hicks and you're on MoneyWise, where we create, grow, and preserve wealth. So Lucas, my first question will be very simple. I received this question from so many young people. You know, I'm employed, I'm unhappy with the salary I'm getting. My employer can't see what value I add to this company. I'm, you know, earning only 20,000 to 25,000 shillings. What would you say to somebody like that, who's young, you know, probably 25, 27 years old, hasn't worked for very long, but is eager to get their salary to that next level so they can do things with their money, invest and save for their future?
Okay. I think by nature of businesses, businesses are in business to make money. So it's actually an issue of value, and it starts right from that employee stage, or what they're creating, or what value are you to the company. So the more things you're doing, the more value, you know, the company is deriving from you. So you'd find someone who has been working as an accountant for 10, you know, 15 years, and he's not seeing any upward mobility and so on. What I'd advise is that the more things you can do for the company, the more roles you can play within the company, the more you increase your value to the company. So it's up to you, the individual, to show that you can do more things and add more value to the company.
So if I'm a receptionist, for example, yes, and I'm paid 25,000, how do I do that?
I'll tell you a good example of what I'm saying. There's a company I used to manage previously, and there was a tea girl. And I noticed that during the lunch break, when the actual customer service ladies would go out, the tea girl would actually, you know, serve clients would come in. And I called her up and asked her, how are you serving these clients? Do you know how to use a computer? And she says, yes, they taught me how to use it.
Oh, you mean like the actual work, not with tea?
No. She was actually sitting behind the computer.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Can I help you? And all this
what?
Stuff. And for the organization, you would not tell the difference between who is a tea girl and who is a customer service. But she was managing. And we offered her that opportunity. So she moved from tea girl to customer service.
Amazing.
So you have to present, what else can you offer to the company? And whenever companies do appraisal, these are some of the things they look at. There are many times they would ask you, oh, what do you do for the company? What's your job description? Or what roles do you play? And if you cannot name several, then they'll be asking themselves, what value are you to the company?
Yeah.
So you as an individual, you have to take the initiative to add more roles in what you do and what you deliver for the company. And based on those roles and things that you do, the company will then appraise you and also offer you the opportunity. It's actually easier for companies to employ from within rather than bring in someone else to fill in a vacancy.
Yeah.
And the reason being, one, there's a corporate culture. Mm-hmm. You don't want to bring someone in who now has to learn how do they work with the rest of the team. There's a learning curve which takes time. Secondly, you tend to find that in an organization, for every employee, there is someone else who can do what he does in case he goes on leave and so on. So there's actually also the training element that also, you know, it's immediate. There are no breaks from within how the institution will carry on its
Fantastic. I mean, people sit in the office, finish their work and start playing solitaire and other things. And this is to say, add value. You have to add value and find additional tasks that you can learn and do so that your employer sees that you are a valuable person. And that way, you will get a bigger salary or a bigger job and you will be invaluable to that organization. These are great tips. Stay tuned and subscribe because we have lots more coming. This is Rena Hicks and you're on MoneyWise, where we create, grow, and preserve wealth.